as I mentioned yesterday, when we're factorising a polynomial, we can always bring it down to either a linear or a quadratic factor. So having a look at actually quadratic denominators comes quite important. If we know how to integrate all the different types of quadratic denominators, then really any of those partial fraction questions we should be able to do. So all the possibilities. Now, these two here, of the quadratic denominators, these two are the only ones that are not on the standard integral sheet. Okay? In the HSC, yeah. Actually, they are in the Patel book. They're there. Now, what they're expecting you to do, I guess, is go, oh, difference of two squares, and then do it via partial fractions. I personally just remember, right? So if you forget, you can do it via partial fractions, but that's what they turn out to be. They're very similar when you look at them. They're both 1 on 2a log. Now, when it's a squared minus x squared, you get a plus x on a minus x. And when it's x squared minus a squared, you get x minus a on x plus a. How I tend to remember it is x is, of course, the more important of the x minus a. So if it starts with the more important one, then it goes on top. So I start x minus a, so x plus a must go on the bottom. This doesn't start with the more important one, so the more important one goes on bottom. So a minus x is on bottom, so therefore a plus x is on top. I know that's weird, but that's just how I think. However you choose to remember them, I guess, is up to you. But as I say, if you ever do, the pressure of the exam you forget, you can do them via partial fractions and work it out that way. Yeah.
In the exam, even though those aren't on the standard integrals, are you allowed to go straight from there?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's the same as, look, on that standard integral sheet, the integral of tan's not there. But we're not going to waste time and derive tan each time. We're going to go, well, that's minus the log of cos x. So it's the same as any of them. If you happen to know what the integral is, you use it to your advantage. Now, these other ones, the other possibilities, if instead of having the difference of two squares, we have the sum of two squares, then we know we've got an inverse tan function when we integrate. The other ones involve the square root. So if you have the square roots and it's a squared minus x squared, we know that's inverse sine. Or, of course, we could use negative inverse cos. If it's the square root of x squared minus a squared, then we get the log of x plus that same square root. And if it's a squared plus x squared, again, we get the log of x plus that square root. So they're quite similar, number 5 and 6. But let's say, from 3 onwards, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're all on the standard integral sheet. So if you do forget, look at the sheet and you'll have them. Every quadratic can be reduced to one of those six forms. So here we have 5dx on x squared plus 4x plus 9. So the way we do it is by completing the square on the bottom. So x squared plus 4x, well, when I look at that, I know I'm going to get half the coefficient of x, so it'll be x plus 2 all squared. But of course, when I expand x plus 2 all squared out, I don't get 9, I get 4, therefore I've got to add 5. So it's in the form of x squared plus a squared, which is inverse 10. So we'll get 5 times 1 on a in this case, square root of 5, inverse 10. Instead of putting x, we put x plus 2 there, over a plus a constant, and just tidying up that 5 times the 1 on root 5. So we get root 5 inverse 10, x plus 2 on root 5. Okay, 3x plus 2 on the square root of x squared minus 4x plus 1. I split it up into two integrals. If it's just a constant on the top, I go straight to completing the square. If I've got an x on the top, then I break it into two integrals. The first integral on the top of the fraction, I write the derivative of the quadratic. And so you see the quadratic is x squared minus 4x plus 1. So on the top of the fraction, I write 2x minus 4. So the derivative's there. Now, the reason I do that is because now I have du on root u. And remember, I told you these are the ones that we can just memorize. Du on root u, I know that's going to be 2 root u. Very easy to integrate. Obviously, I can't change the question. So I've got to work out what fraction goes on the front. And the key is just look at the x. It was 3x. I changed it to 2x. So to balance it back up, I must have 3 on 2. And that'll fix that up to 3x. Of course, the constant's not right. And that's where the second integral comes in. Because I now say, well, hang on a sec. I haven't got 2 anymore. 3 on 2 times negative 4 is negative 6. So to get back to plus 2, I must add 8. And so that's where the 8 comes from on the second fraction. So the first one now I can do by du on root u. The second one, I'll complete the square in the square root sign. So as I say, after a while, you may well not actually write the substitution u. You might just remember it's 2 root u. So hopefully we'll get into that and save some time. But basically what we're doing in the first integral is the substitution u equals x squared minus 4x plus 1. And so we get the 1 on the square root of u. The second one, I've completed the square. So it was x squared minus 4x. So I know half the coefficient of x is negative 2. So x minus 2 all squared. But if I expand that out, I get 4. So to bring that back to 1, I've got to subtract 3. And so we've got the square root of x squared minus a squared, which is, that's one of the log ones, isn't it? So all right. The first one, remember, becomes 2 root u. So we've got 8 times the log of x, well, in this case, it's x minus 2, plus the square root. Now, I didn't write down the x minus 2 or squared minus 3. I wrote the whole thing out. I know what it must become because that's where we got it from. So, right, there's my square root. Tidying up my 3 on 2 times 2 root u. So I'll get 3 root u, and u, of course, was, again, x squared minus 4x plus 1. Yeah. The trig? You could. Yeah, so what we're saying is there are different techniques. You could. So what you're saying is when I've got the square root of x minus 2 squared minus 3, for x minus 2, use, what would it be? Yeah, would use a trig substitution for that. It will work. Is it easier? I don't know, to be honest. But yes, certainly that is an option. That is definitely an option. You could do that. Okay. Square root of x plus 3 on 2 minus x, and you might be thinking, hang on, there's no quadratic there. Why on earth is this question there? What I can do with this one, instead of rationalizing the denominator, I'm going to rationalize the numerator. So I multiply top and bottom by the square root of x plus 3. That then creates one of these questions with a quadratic denominator. So I've got x plus 3 over the square root of 6 minus x squared. All right, there's an x on top, so the first thing to do, create the derivative. The derivative would be minus 2x minus 1. And of course, originally I had plus x. So to balance it back out, I need negative a half out the front. That means my constant is negative a half times negative 1, positive a half. But I want 3. So to get from, positive a half to 3, I've got to add 2 and a half or 5 on 2. Now, here I've got du on root u. The second one I can complete a square on. So if I did do the whole substitution, it would be u 6 minus x squared. And so again, I end up with that 1 on root u. So you can see now why I'm saying this is a good integral just to memorize. Because in these sort of questions, it comes up a lot. Now, completing the square was a bit of a nasty one here. You've got to be very careful with your signs. Because you've got a minus x squared. So when you factorize, you're actually going to have minus outside of the x all squared. So half the coefficient of x, whilst it looks like it's negative 1 half it, you get negative a half, because I'm factorising out the negative, it's actually plus a half in there. Now, if you're ever unsure, just expand it out and make sure you've got the right one. Okay? So this should be minus x plus a half all squared, expand that out, I'll get negative a quarter. I want 6, so I've got to add 25 on 4. So it is in the form of a squared, a being 5 on 2, minus x squared, but x being x plus a half. A squared minus x squared, that's our inverse sine one, isn't it? So we get, there's our 2 root u times minus a half. 5 on 2, inverse sine of x on a. X was x plus a half. A, I said, was 5 on 2, so on 5 on 2, we'll turn it upside down, we get 2 fifths. Expanding that out, I get 2x plus 1 in the inverse sine. Over here, we get minus root u, so minus root 6 minus x squared. Okay. 2f, we shall do the strange ones. Then, in 2h, several more to do.